cancer deaths in the United States have dropped 33% the past three decades. That's according to a new report from the American Cancer Society. Among the report's highlights, cervical cancer rates dropped 65% for women in their early 20s, in part thanks to the HPV vaccine.
I think not.
But there are troubling signs as well. Advanced prostate cancer diagnoses have risen roughly 4.5% annually since 2011. For a closer look, I'm joined by Karen Knudsen, CEO of the American Cancer Society. Karen, thank you so much for joining us. Let's just start with that good news. A 33% drop in cancer deaths since 1991. That translates to an estimated 3.8 million deaths averted. How did we get there?
That's exactly right. So 1991 was a high watermark in this country when we peaked of our cancer for our cancer death rates in the U.S. So since that time, the investments in cancer research by the American Cancer Society, the government, and other entities has really borne fruit in giving us new strategies for cancer prevention, for early detection, which we know is critical for improved outcome, as well as new treatments and in some cases cure for the 200 diseases that we call cancer.
So we have better screening now. There's fewer smokers out there as well. But I do want to highlight that specific 65% drop in cervical cancer rates. That's for women in their early 20s. We know that cancer kills some 4,000 women every year. How much of that decline do you attribute just to that vaccine?
We see a significant relationship between vaccination for HPV and that decline because it's specific to that group of women, that precipitous decline in cervical cancer incidence.